When things go bad, do you tend to make them worse? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Christina Silva again, who was on our previous show, who had a horrible history of being physically and sexually abused, who went from one bad decision to another bad decision that ultimately ended up in her attempting suicide until she turned to the Lord.
You know, I think when we go into this type of cycle, I know I've been through that in a cycle where when things were bad in my life, it was like, you know, I just kept doing worse things.
But like, you give up hope.
Yeah, I gave up hope and I was thinking everything was against me. Nobody loved me, you know. And so I said, well, fine, I'll just throw in the towel. And at that time in my life, before I knew the Lord, I was either all or none. Right. I was either going to be really good or just be really bad. And I think sometimes we feel that way. Well, God can't love me now anyways because I've already blown it. So I might as well just do this. Or I've already messed up this relationship. I might as well just mess it up more.
Yeah.
And, and honestly, the truth is if we would stop in our tracks to know that we can turn the tables, that if we turn to God, His mercies are new every morning.
Well, yeah, you know, that experience, many people, I think, experience that more often than not. Because when something happens and we lose hope of things getting better, like a bad things happen, we're just like, oh, well, fine, I'm just going to throw in the towel, like you said, and I'm going to go do this now. I deserve this. And suddenly,
punishing ourselves too.
Yeah, or even sin that maybe wasn't good in one setting, suddenly tastes good, feels good. I need this. I need this to mask my pain. But when we turn to God for our decisions, it really keeps us up on the up and up. Like in Joshua chapter 7, there, the people of God, they're going into Ai and he doesn't inquire the Lord and he ends up in a downfall. Compare that to King David. He kept winning and winning because he kept turning to God. So we got to make sure that when we make our decisions, turn to the Lord at the same time.
Even if you mess up, turn to Him before you make matters worse. Let's hear from Christina after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Zen Asian Sushi and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Do you ever shop at the Northfield Stapleton Shopping Center? Consider stopping for lunch or dinner at Zen Asian Sushi. Zen Asian Sushi offers a fusion of Japanese, Thai, and Chinese cuisine, all in a brand new, clean, and family-friendly location. Check them out at zensushinorthfield.com or call them at 303-371-4644. That's zensushinorthfield.com or 303-371-4644.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does He allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from Him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Christina Silva, and she's sharing with us how at 14 years old, she was sexually abused by her dad and ended up running away at 16, got into drugs, and was really just trying to cope with the pain. Christina is going to share with us on this show how she had a failed attempt at suicide. So let's welcome to the show, Christina. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand that you ended up in and out of relationships. You waited till you were 18 because you were disgusted with men, especially after being sexually abused by your father. But at 18, you found someone who wined and dined you, told you that he loves you, but he ended up physically abusing you, leaving you on the street with broken nose and ribs. And here you were trying to just find love again, out partying and doing drugs. And you met someone who you actually married. Tell me about that.
Yes, I met my husband during what my mother told me to, you know, find work. It so happened that his car wasn't working at that time, so he had to take the same bus that I was taking to work. I didn't say anything. 3 months passed on, and then I saw him once again, and we exchanged numbers, and we hit it off well. He asked me out, and everything was shocking to me because he was everything that I never thought that I would deserve.
Right. So you're married to this guy, but something happened where you ended up breaking it off and you would say that it was maybe separation, but you met someone else and ended up getting pregnant. Tell me about that.
Well, I decided things aren't going to work out. So during our breakup, 7 months from being separate, I met someone else online. And he was way older than me. So I thought, okay, great. You know, he's an amazing person and things would be great. And I really honestly thought that. But he had controlling issues, to say the least. And I wanted a way out. So I decided to break it off. Found out I was pregnant with my son. And I decided that I wasn't going to have this baby. That's when I decided to go to abortion clinic to find a way to erase at that time, I called it a mistake.
Right.
Because my husband at that time had not known. One thing he said that if I were to see anybody else, just don't get pregnant. He always had this idea of like, he wanted a family. Mm-hmm. He knew I wasn't happy. He just knew that emotionally I wasn't all there. And he just said, you know, if I don't make you happy, well then whatever. But at least I want a chance and opportunity in the future that we can be a family.
Right.
So I felt a burden, like I let him down. Like, how could I do that? You know, and it was a lot of shame that came in.
Yeah.
And at that abortion clinic, I went there and it didn't work out. Just something inside me was like, just don't do it. Like, don't do it. And everything were just adding up. Even the doctor that day, he was so sick. The nurse, everything was just not going right. So right. I decided I'm going to walk out. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I held a lie. I literally lied the entire time of my pregnancy, and I waited until I had intimacy with my husband, and I waited till I found I was pregnant. I lied to him saying that it was his child.
Oh.
So he believed my lie, and I had gotten sick at that time. I had epilepsy during that time. I had a brain abnormality as well. I was unhealthy during my pregnancy, and I ended up having my son early because of a seizure that I had. And then in the delivery room, my husband just knew instantly, like, this is not my child.
Uh-oh.
And I remember him looking at my son. He held my son and he was just crying and he put my son down and I didn't see him till my last day at the hospital.
Wow. So he knew that that wasn't his son. And I understand that he was willing to stay with you even after that. But the guilt and shame was just so much. You started going back onto cocaine and oxycodone. You started doing all these drugs. And this guilt and shame started coming into your life. And someone said something to you. And they said that they wanted something bad to happen to your child that happened to you. Can you tell me about that? What led you to almost committing suicide?
So on Christmas Eve, I was with a family member. And it was just supposed to be a day that was happiness and opening of presents. But I was just not in the mood. I wasn't having it, very disconnected. And because of that mood that I was in, the family member said, you know, I wish that your husband would do what your father did to you, to your daughter.
Oh.
So you can know what kind of hell you put me through. So that instantly triggered me. I mean, there was words spoken to each other, not very nice words. And that person ended up leaving the house and my brothers ended up leaving the house. And I just had a moment where I was by myself. And in that moment, I remember just putting my kids to sleep and I wrote a letter to them. And I said, you know, that mommy loved them and that I watched them from the heavens. I knew that day I was going to just go with it, go in with the thoughts. You know, I mean, I had thoughts saying you're worthless. No one loves you. Your children don't even love you. Why don't you do us all a favor and just kill yourself already?
Oh.
So at that time, I didn't drive. So I walked to the corner store. I bought a bottle of Old English and I took some pills that night. And I had some leftover oxycodone that night. I sparked up a blunt that day that was laced with cocaine also. And I just remember walking the way back, like, it's time, like, just do it. And I get to the house and I had some rope and I went into my closet. There's a top shelf where we have a safe at. I'm sure I'm 4'11", so it's pretty high. I needed a chair to get up there. So I decided I was going to, you know, rope it on that shelf. And I gave my kids a kiss one more time. And I went into the closet and I wrapped it around my neck. And on the first attempt, I didn't do a good job because I was just so high. I'm like, okay, I double tied it the final time. I double tied it twice around my neck and I tied it again tighter and I kicked over that chair and instantly the wind was taken from me. I mean, I couldn't speak and I just remember screaming like in my mind, like, oh my God, this is it. What am I doing? And I just remember feeling like very in and out, like blurred vision. and I hear my son crying, and that startled me. Like, it just put something in me. Like, I said my first prayer. I said, God, you know, if you're real, I don't want to die. Help me. I'll do anything for you. Just help me. And literally, I just felt a warm presence come over me. I felt what were hands, but over me on top of it. I can't explain it. It was just like ginormous. I mean, the hands were big. I just remember feeling that. And the tie got unloosed.
Wow.
And when I had fallen to the ground, my brother and one of his best friends were screaming, like, what are you doing? Like, you're crazy. Call the ambulance. And I'm kind of just getting my breath. I'm like, like, I couldn't even speak. I was startled. I was shaking, and I was in and out. Like, I just can't believe this just happened to me. And I remember my daughter waking up. My brother grabbed my son. His friend grabbed my daughter. They ended up calling the ambulance, and they ended up taking me to the hospital.
Well, you know now from that experience, at that point, you knew God was real.
Yes.
Can you tell me real quick what changed in your life? When you said that prayer, do you believe God heard you, and how has your life changed quickly?
Yes, I knew it has to be God. So shortly after that, a few weeks after that, there was a lady who evangelized me and said, listen, I'd like to invite you to my church. We're having an encounter, and I feel led from the Lord to invite you. And I decided to go. And it wasn't until that day when I stepped a foot into that church, into that arena, come to find out it was a deliverance service.
Wow. And you got complete deliverance from that day.
Yeah.
And you've known the Lord now. Your husband stayed with you and has loved you. He came to know the Lord, and your mom even did. And we're praying for your dad as well. And Christina, there are people listening right now who have thought of suicide. And I think it's a bad idea. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
It's not a good idea. It's not a good choice.
No, it's not even worth it. I mean, you know, God has a purpose.
Mm-hmm. God has
really
a purpose.
Does.
So we're going to pray for them right now, that God would show them that he has a purpose for them, and they're listening to this for a reason. And I want to thank you for being honest and sharing, because someone's listening now and God is saying, don't do it. I have a plan for you. Thank you so much, Christina, for being with us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Father God, we just lift up right now anyone who might be struggling with feelings of wanting to end their life, that they're worthless or that nobody loves them. That is not true. It doesn't matter what you've done. God loves you. He cares for you. He wants to come into your life just like Christina invited Christ into her life. Now today she has a new life because she invited Christ into her life. Father God, we just ask right now for anyone who doesn't know you, Jesus, we call upon your name and we ask you to come into our lives. We repent of our past. And we come into the new life, a new kingdom with you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.